Kreshim Satam Anachos Daf Memalach. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Amrav Zera Amrav Mas Amrav Shmuel Tchelas Ein Bem Shem Klayim. If somebody puts on a beged that was made out of linen, and he puts on Tchelas, and as we've been discussing in our Shurim very extensively, whenever we speak about Tchelas, it must be a wool thread. The halach is that there is no issa klayim, because as we've been discussing, the Torah tells us that there is no concern of klayim by tzitzis, by fil betalos ptura. And then the braisa continues that talos ptura, the same halach will apply, and we don't really understand what that means. We'll see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, and of course the Rishonim, besides the Gemara, as we just said, will tell us what Talos Ptur means. What does the Gemara point out? What is the Gemara coming to tell us? That there is no klayim by tzitzis? We've been discussing this halacha quite extensively over the last couple of shiurim. So the chiddush is, says Tosfos, quoting the Rabbeinu Tam, that there is no iser tzitzis klayim, even if you wear those tzitzis by night, and even if you're wearing a borrowed tzitzis. Even if you're wearing borrowed tzitzis, there won't be an issa klayim. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim, what would be the halacha if a woman is wearing a tzitzis that a klayim? Women don't really wear tzitzis. What would be the halacha if a woman wears klayim that a tzitzis? Will that be considered as a klayim or not? But ask the Gemara, my talis patura, as we just mentioned, what is the definition when the Gemara says talis patura? Elaim de les beshura, that the tzitzis don't have enough of the shear for being chayiv in tzitzis. Says the Gemara, that says suggests the Gemara cannot be the proper pshat for Tanya, because the Brisa says talis, shakotin miskas by rosh v'rubay, a talis which is large enough that a child could cover Rosh Shavarubai with his body with that beged, is Vagodl Yoitzabah, and a person above 13 years old is not embarrassed to walk into the street with that type of a beged, is the halacha is, even if the Godl does not walk out wearing that type of a beged on a regular basis, even if he only would be comfortable walking out there harai on an unusual circumstance, it's still enough to be chayiv b'tzitzis. Ain't a katan miskasaba, but if it's not large enough to cover up roisha v'rubay of a katan, apisha godl yoitzaba rai, even if you'll have a circumstance that an adult over by mitzvah would not have a problem walking out, it's part of tzitzis. Of course, the question is, the Gemara speaks about a talus, the beged, being large enough that a katan will walk out with it. Then it's chayav b'tzitzis. But what the Gemara doesn't actually identify is what age katan. A katan is a very raw, very wide range. So the big machlokes we show him around the subject. The Rama's opinion is that we're speaking about a katan who's old enough to walk alone in the street and doesn't need anybody to accompany him. And the Ritva says that the katan we're speaking about here is a five-year-old child. The Chinuch quotes what the Rambam says, and then the Chinuch says that we're talking about a child that's six or seven years old. Then Muki Yosef says that we're speaking here about a katan that would be embarrassed to walk out without wearing any clothing. The Torah says that the age is for when the katan is nine years old. The Smak says that it's a katan that's old enough, shigil l'chinuch, is already at the age that we have to teach him to do mitzvahs. And the Bach says that means a 6 or 7 year old child. The Magen Avraham, however, says that the opinion of the smack actually means 9 years old. The Chaya Adam, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishnah Brura all say that when we speak about the age of this katan, we're speaking about a 9-year-old child. So the way to understand this Gemara about identifying the child, there's the simple way of understanding the Gemara is that you have to have is two conditions met. One is that it's large enough to cover Rosh of a Rubai of a cotton. That's one condition. And also has to be large enough that a Gadol will walk out in the street wearing that baggit. And however, if only one of these conditions are met, there is no Chiv Tzitzis. That's the way the Ramah explains. That's the way the Ramah explains this Gemara. And according to that, this shear of what is a beged, what's big enough to be a beged, would be very subjective. It really depends on what people will be comfortable or not comfortable walking out in that time. The Mishnah Berurah, however, quoting the Bach, that if you have people that are comfortable to wear this beged all the time, then even if it's permanent, still the beged won't be chai b'tzitzis. Others, however, have a different approach to this Gemara, and their approach to this Gemara is that the only thing that counts is a kaver rosh of rubai shel cotton. And that's what most Rishonim and Paiskim focus on. But the question is, what is the shear that is covers Rosh Verubai? Some say that the shear is an amal al amma. Some say an amma altogether. Others say it's an amma in the front and an amma in the back. Others suggest that the shear is 3/4 of an amma by half an amma, and that some say it's 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma. And of course, this will also depend on how much we consider an amma. Some people hold that an amma is 24 inches. Some have a different shear that the amma is 18 inches, and that will have repercussions. What is the shear tzitzis? Therefore will be anywhere from 2 feet by 2 feet to much less. If you saw an amma is 24 inches, then your tzitzis will have to be 24 by 24. If you say it's 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma, then it's going to be 18 by 18. The remark in the Daki Moshe already points out that many people wear talis cotton, which doesn't meet the minimum shear. And therefore, by wearing such tzitzis, they're not fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore, he says, when it comes to saying the bracha on tzitzis, we should make the bracha when we put on the talis gadol, because if you're going to make the bracha when you put on the talis cotton may be too small, and then it would be a bracha of atala. The Mishnah Berurah writes that although it's not forbidden to wear a talis smaller than the minimum shear during the week, because as long as you don't make a bracha and you don't have a question, a bracha of a talis, we're just mentioning, wearing such a talis on Shabbos is a problem of the Melach of Etzah. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, somebody who wears a talis which is smaller than the proper shear on Shabbos is like wearing, as we discussed in the Shir on Daf Lamed Ches, a talis with tzitzis that are posel. Just like we learned in that Shir, that wearing a garment with tzitzis that are posel in the street on Shabbos is considered an act of Aitzah, because then the tzitzis become a masui. So too, tzitzis attached to a garment that's too small would be posel, a tzitzis, and would be a masui. The Chazanish disagrees, and he says there's a difference between the two cases. He says, the reason disqualified tzitzis hanging from a talis are considered a masui is because there's an assumption that this person is ultimately going to remove the tzitzis that are possible and put them on, put on kosher tzitzis. Being that that's the case, so now when he's wearing those tzitzis, he's doing something which is possible. Somebody who ever wears a talis cotton, which is too small, not that we're, not that the Chazon Ish in any way is suggesting that that's what one should do, but if you wear tzitzis on a beggar that's too small, there is no indication that you're going to change it. You are wearing a small talis. And since that's the case, says the Chazon Ish, then it's not considered a masu. It's not something that you're going to change. And therefore, maybe even though you shouldn't, you're not considered carrying it. The Sha'al Sechuvas Eret Tzvi from the Kozlo Gavarov Zatzal has a different approach to why wearing talis that's too small is not considered a violation of the mitzvah, nor is it considered a case of Chilul Shabbos. He wants to suggest that if you look in the words of the Darkei Moshe is focused, if you look at the Darkei Moshe's focus is on the bracha. And the Darkei Moshe is saying that if the tzitzis are too small, you can't make a bracha. But the Darkei Moshe doesn't say you can't wear the tzitzis. Says the Eretz Tzvi, from here is a raya, that if you're wearing tzitzis that are too small, it's not considered that you're not being, it's not considered that you did, that you're not wearing, that you're doing something wrong, and that it's just not being, can't make a bracha. I don't know what the what he would say regarding Shabbos. We learned in the Brice, but Kehle Inyan Klayim. Similarly to what we discussed, will be the halacha regarding Klayim. And as the Gemara Avinimbo, and we're trying to understand what is meant. My Vehele Inyan Klayim. What was meant with that statement of, what was meant with that statement of Vehele Inyan Klayim? But that just like tzitzis, there's no obligation, as we're just learning, if it doesn't cover Rosh Yivarubai, so too the halacha will be in Isurid L'Klayim. There's that regarding tzitzis, there's no chiv to wear tzitzis only if it covers Rosh Yivarubai. So too by Klayim that doesn't have the shear, there is no Issa Klayim. Ask the Gemara, is that possibly true? For Nantanan, we've learned in the Mishnah, Ein Arai B'Klayim. There's no din when we speak about Klayim that you're allowed to wear it when it's a Levishas Aroi. But even a Beged that we normally don't wear, the Halacha is on a regular basis, there's Issa Klayim. V'omer Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, when the Brisa said V'chele in Yeklayim, is not to be taken that if the beggar doesn't have the shear, there's no chiv klayim. On the contrary, just like when you have too small of a beggar, there's no chiv tzitzis, but v'chele in Yisadim b'tzitzis, when we're learning in our shiurim that you're allowed to have klayim of in tzitzis, then that's only going to be when it has the proper shear of what the tzitzis is supposed to be. But if the beged is too small, so you're not being mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with that beged, if you're not being mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with that beged, you revert back to Issa Klayim. Ask the Gemara, Elamai Petura, says the Gemara, what did Shmuel say that as we started our shiur today about Talis Petura? Says the Gemara, Lahatalimatalis, a subject that we discussed in the previous year, that a talis that already has tzitzis, and then you put on another set of tzitzis, the halach is that there's no issa klayim on this tzitzis. Even though you're not being mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with this new set of tzitzis, but still, since, as we learned in our previous year, if you will cut off the original tzitzis that are on this beged, so this new set that you just put on, with this new set, you will be able to mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Since you will be able to mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with this new set, so that's why the halacha is that there is no concern. There is no concern of klayim when you wear such tzitzis. Says the Gemara, "V'amar Rav Zeira Chadazimna." But we already learned this halacha in our previous year, that since this tzitzis is a kosher tzitzis, there's no problem of klayim on it. Answers the Gemara, "Chadim chlal de chaver teitma." The way to understand this Gemara, most Rishonim explain, Rav Zeira said the halacha that we learned in our previous year, Hitl Matelas Kshera. What happened was, after that statement of Rav Zeira was taught in the yeshiva, then he said that there's no, it was Hitl Matelas Kshera, so extrapolating from that statement is that, therefore, if you're going to wear such tzitzis, there wouldn't be a problem of klayim. And the way some Rishonim explain that if we only had Rav Zeira's statement of Hitl Matelas Kshera, maybe he's only addressing the issue of Tasa V'loy Min Asui, but he's not addressing the issue that we are discussing of klayim. So that's why this other man, the Omer, this other Amir felt the need to say that he's also addressing that subject as well. The mitzvah tzitzis, as we've been discussing, the tzitzis have to be put on the corner of the beged. As the pasuk says, Vaslam tzitzit l'kamfei b'gdeyem. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, tells the Brice, talis kfula, if you have a very big talis, chai b'tzitzis, you have a tzitzis that was folded over. And the way many Rishonim explain talis kfula is that it's folded over and you're wearing the talis more like a scarf, not like a talis like we normally wear. It's more wore like a shawl. And you chayv a tzitzis, you have to put tzitzis on the two corners that are on the right side in front of you, and two corners on the left side that are in front of you. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Paiter, Rav Shimon says that you should not put on tzitzis. Says the Gemara, V'shavin, continues the Braisa, Shem Kofla V'tofra, it's not that just you have a beged that's a beged of tzitzis, but what happened here is you fold it over your talus, and you sewed it down, those are the new corners of the beged, and since they are now the new corner of the beged, you have to put on tzitzis on those corners. Ask the Gemara, Tifra, if you did sew and you have by sewing it down, you have a new beged, pshita. It's obvious that that's not called kanaf, and if it's obvious those are the new corners, like tzricha. Says the Gemara that what happened is that the nakta besichi, that you put it down with pins. And the chiddush here is that even though you didn't sew it, you just connected with pins, it's enough to be considered permanently attached. That's one pshat that Rashi offers. The other pshat that Rashi offers is that what it means is that you didn't make regular stitches, you made wider stitches. But as long as you stitched it down, it's considered connected. Says the Gemara, Rav Arfuna Ikul Abay Rav Barav Nachman. Rav Arfuna came to the home of Rav Barav Nachman. Chazi Dava Mechzi Talis Kfula. And they saw that he was wearing talis that was folded over. V'ramalei Chutei Kfila. And he was wearing he put on the tzitzis on the folds that were folded over. If shita, then the talis got unfolded. And now, because the tzitzis were really at the middle of the beged, because it was folded over originally, when it got unfolded, it looked like he was wearing tzitzis next to his head, not two in the front, two in the back. Says the Gemara, Amalei, says the Gemara, you should not put the tzitzis on those corners. The lav hainu knaf the kasher rachmana baraisa. So he said that this is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah putting tzitzis on the corner of the beged. The according to this, that as soon even if it's folded over, you shouldn't have the tzitzis on those corners. So the obvious question is, why didn't he say so on the beginning? Why did he wait till they got disconnected? Says the Gemara, he wanted to show why indeed is the tzitzis when it's folded over a problem, says the Beis Yosef, because you have to be prepared that that fold is going to get unfolded. And since you have to get prepared that that fold is going to get unfolded, you're going to have the tzitzis exactly what has happened here in the wrong place. And that's why he went out of the, he specifically waited till it became possible to show him what he, what is going, what the concern is and what's going to happen. Also, Shadri, so as soon as Rava heard what Rava said, he immediately took off those tzitzis, and he put on another beged. Says the Gemara, Amalei, misayvas chavris gavrahu, do you believe that the mitzvah tzitzis is only a chiv when you're wearing, that you have to put on a beged that has tzitzis? That's incorrect. Zchayvus talsu, the obligation is on the beged, that even if you have garments that have four corners and you're not intending to wear them at this time, you still, you have to put on tzitzis. So he asked, why are you only waiting to put on the tzitzis when you put on the beged? Zil Ramalei, you have to put on tzitzis not only on this new beged which you're wearing now, but even the beged that you took off is a beged of four corners. The beged had the tzitzis in the wrong place, but now it's your obligation to put them in the right place. However, the Mefarshim point out that even though he's saying that as soon as you have any beged that will, that's wearable, you have to put on tzitzis, at least at this point of the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Say the Paiskim, say the Mefarshim, the Gemara, it has to at least be a beged that you intend to wear. If it's a beged that you have no intention to wear, then there's never, then everybody agrees there's no chiv tzitzis. So we're learning now, the Gemara is suggesting, that the obligation of wearing tzitzis is a chiv on the beged, not just when you're putting it on. So suggest the Gemara, lemim sa'ile, let's bring a raya to this. The Brisa says, chassidim arishonim, the earlier chassidim who were people who were very careful to fulfill mitzvahs properly, kivin sha'arga by sholish, as soon as they came, we learned this in our previous year, as soon as they came within three etzpos of completion of the beged, so you already have the spot on which you're going to have to put tzitzis, they right away, haymatilim but tzitzis, they right away put on tzitzis. As soon as they had an opportunity to put on the tzitzis and put on the tzitzis properly, they put it on. Even though they weren't finished with that beged, it still shows that they had an intention to put on the tzitzis to because the tzitzis are chayvus beged, they wanted to fulfill it immediately. Says the Gemara, that isn't the proof at all. Shani chsidim d'achmiyam nafshayu. The mitzvah tzitzis, says the Gemara, is only when you put on the beged. But we see that we're dealing with people who are chsidim rishonim. And since the chsidim rishonim, as soon as the beged could possibly be fit to have tzitzis on it, when you put on tzitzis. If that's the case, I saw that the Sfasemis and others ask, so why isn't this chumrah brought down in the Shulchan Aruch? The chassidim rishonim, somebody who wants to be machmir themselves, as soon as they have a beged which is able to have tzitzis, they should put on tzitzis. Why is this not quoted? So the Karen Ira has a very interesting approach. He says that, number one, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that tzitzis is a chayvus on the levisha, not on the talus. So to bring down a chumrah which is not lahalocha, is not something that the Shulchan Aruch wanted to do. That's one approach that I saw. The other approach that I saw in answering this question is that the Chassidim Rishonim never held that it's a chiv in the beged. They agree you don't have to put on tzitzis until you're ready to wear the beged. What the Chassidim Rishonim were concerned about is that they thought that what's going to happen is that they're going to put on the beged, they're going to be ready to put on the beged, and then the beged won't have tzitzis, and there'll be an issue. In order to avoid that type of a situation, they put on tzitzis as soon as they got the beged, but not because they had in any way a feeling that there's a chiyuv to put on the beged when there's no intention to wear it yet. Says the Gemara, if that is the case, Upligi, it says the Gemara, that Rava Rav Huna, who holds that the mitzvah tzitzis is a chiv on the beged, says the Gemara, disagrees that with a malach. As we're going to see, the malach taught us as that the chiv of tzitzis is only when you're putting on the beged. Because says the Gemara, the malacha ashpachel Rav Katina, there was a malach who met Rav Katina, the mechsi sadini, that he was wearing a linen beged that didn't have tzitzis. As we learned in our previous year, the opinion of Beis Shammai taught us in the previous year that you never put on tzitzis on a linen beged, even though, as we're learning, there's no saklayim, because, as we learned, there's a gzeira, because it'll be soslaila, which is not chuyim and tzitzis, and then you have no hetta for klayim. I'm like katina katina. So the malach said, "Katina, katina, sadina b'kaita v'sabel b'soisa." You wear a linen beged in the summer, and you wear a coat in the winter that doesn't have four corners. And the question is, tzitzis matela. So you're never wearing a beged that has mechuyev and tzitzis. How will you fulfill that mitzvah? Amalei, I answer an essay. Though we get punished for not fulfilling a mitzvah asay, and of course, we need to distinguish between two different types of mitzvah asay. There are mitzvah asay that we are obligated to fulfill. We're obligated to put on tefillin every day. We're obligated to take dalaminim. Mitzvah tzitzis is not that type of mitzvah asay. Mitzvah tzitzis is if you have a beged that has four corners, then you have to put on tzitzis. But if I don't have such a beged, so why would it be considered that I'm violating an assay? Amle, to which the Malach responded, Bizman de'ika rischa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset with Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara, and Shinon, even a person is not obligated to do so, there's a punishment for not taking the opportunity to do the mitzvah. So the Gemara makes its point. Iyam b'shlom ha'chavis kavri hu, if we're going to say the mitzvah tzitzis is an obligation that one should fulfill, then we could understand hainam chayiv, why there would be a punishment if you didn't put on tzitzis. Deloy karami, we have an obligation, a personal obligation to do this mitzvah, which we are avoiding. Eli amrit chayvis tala, there's not an obligation on the person. It's only an obligation on the beged, that if you have such a beged, put on tzitzis. But if you don't have such a beged, so you're not mechuyev to have tzitzis on it. So why would there be punishment? Says the Gemara. So what are you trying to say? Elamai chayvis gavruhu. You're trying to prove that the obligation of wearing tzitzis is an obligation on the person. So says the Gemara, now will that make it better? What does the obligation mean? Ne the chayv rechmano the Torah says that if you're wearing a talis that you have to wear with dal begad, you have to put on tzitzis. But kimechsi talis the labas chiyuva. But if you're wearing a garment that doesn't have four corners, michayv rechmana. So the Gemara is understanding now that the chiv gavra means when you have a beged. Does it mean that you have to be does it mean that you have to buy a beged that has four corners to fulfill the mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Ella Hakikoma. Like, this is what the Malach meant to say. Why are you doing different types of things to avoid mitzvah tzitzis? So the way to learn pshat in the Gemara, simple, is if somebody doesn't buy a beged with four corners to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, when it's a Eden and Ritzchah, when it's a time the Rechman Slan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is angry at Klal Yisrael, you'll get punished. But many Rishonim, Taisus, Yishonim, the Mordechai, the Rosh, say that this is only said in the time of Chazal. In the time of Chazal, having a beged with four corners was most common. And now if you go and try to buy a beged that doesn't have four corners with the goal of avoiding wearing the mitzvah tzitzis, that's not called that you're doing something to avoid the mitzvah tzitzis. And according to those Rishonim, there's no obligation, b'zman hazeh, to go out of your way to wear tzitzis. But, point out to Rishonim, even as we just identified, that b'zman hazeh, we don't really have begodim, we don't really have garments with four corners, a person should go out of his way to fulfill the, buy a beggar dal knuffis, to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Just like we find throughout Shas, different Amoroyim, Tanoim and Amoroyim that went out of their way to do things in to do things to be mechayiv in a mitzvah. Here too, the halacha is that you should go out of your way to try to avoid, to try to be able to mechayiv a mitzvah. And what's the reason for this? So I saw that the Yismach Moshe has a beautiful pshat. The Yismach Moshe says, we know the Gemara and Kedushin, Daf Lametes, Amabei says, Schar Mitzvah Ha'al Malika. There is no schar in this world for doing a mitzvah. However, if somebody goes above and beyond the obligation, so then there is schar in this world. So now he explains, yes, there is no obligation in the world that we live in, and the garments that we have to go out of one's way to put on tzitzis, because we don't wear such garments. So that means that the person who goes out of the way to put on tzitzis, the person who goes out of the way to put on tzitzis is showing that he's going above and beyond. And we just explained, if you go above and beyond what you're obligated to do, then there is schar in this world. And that's why it's most appropriate to put on tzitzis, it'll bring so much schar. Another point that I saw is that the dalet tzitzis are against the dalet shoynes shagula, and that's why we drink dalet kaisis on Pesach, that some sefer says. A person who puts on tzitzis will be zoicha to have a gula. Our Gemara is also teaching us how one should go out of the way to do a mitzvah, even when you're not obligated to do the mitzvah. Says the Shalsa Chuvas Marsham, he discusses a person on Sukkos. So there, we know that there are many foods that you're not really obligated to sit in the sukkah to eat them. What we would call a food that's a shahakal. A mezayinus hamotzi has to be eaten in the sukkah. Says the Marsham, so just like in Al Gemara, we're learning that a person is supposed to go out of his way to try to fulfill the mitzvah. Similarly, a person should go out of his way not to try to avoid eating the sukkah, but on the contrary, a person should go out of the way to do whatever he can to be obligated to sit in the sukkah. The Bina Leita has a different approach to this Gemara. He says that our Gemara speaks about a dialogue between the Malach and Rav Ketina. So he has an approach as follows. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his infinite rachmim, does not punish somebody for not doing an essay, mitzvah essay, that he's not obligated to do. He doesn't have a four-cornered beged. But he points out that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite rachmanus, will not punish a person under those circumstances. The Malach doesn't have that line, that level of rachmanus. And therefore, since he doesn't have that level of rachmanus, he does punish a person who doesn't do a mitzvah that he could have done. Says the Gemara, Amar of Tuvi by Kisna Bishmul, Kli Kufsa. Begodim that are kept in the chest, Chayovim Betzitzis. He obviously holds that a beged, as soon as it's ready to be worn, is Chayiv and Tzitzis. However, Umayd Shmul, Bezokin Shasul Kvaydai, if you make begodim, if somebody prepared garments, Tachrichim, for when he will be buried, Shiptura, then there's no Chayiv of tzitzis. My tama, what is the reason? Ashatas chasibam rachmana. Hi, lavach suyavidi. Tachrichim are not meant to be regular garments. Tachrichim are worn for just to cover the person when he's not here. Says the Gemara. Bahi shata, if the time that a person passes away and they put tachrich on the person, vaderiminan, we certainly put on tzitzis. And the reason we put on tzitzis, says the Gemara, Mishim loig l'rash cheref eseyu. Everybody else is wearing tzitzis, and it's extremely embarrassing to that nifter that everybody else is wearing tzitzis, and he is not. So our Gemara is teaching us that one puts on tzitzis on tachrichim. The reason why we're so makbid on the mitzvah of tzitzis is because shkula mitzvah, tzitzis is comparable to all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. And therefore, since tzitzis are there to protect us, that's why it's equal to all the other mitzvahs. That's why you wear tzitzis, even that point. The Gemara here said that we put tzitzis onto tachrichim, but Tosfos already points out that that's not the minig, and that the minig is that we don't put tzitzis on tachrichim, and it's very difficult to understand when the Gemara explicitly said that we should. How do we understand that we don't? Some explain that this is only said in the time of Chazal. We said this a moment ago, where it was common to wear garments that had four corners. So not putting on tzitzis is loig l'rash. But we who don't normally wear such garments, it's not loig l'rash. Another pshat is that they put on tzitzis that when they put on tzitzis, and we know, we've spoken, we will say it again, tzitzis are considered like their equivalent to Taryag 613, to all the mitzvahs and averus in the Torah. So when we had a time and a place, there were people who really excelled in all Taryag mitzvahs, it's appropriate that such a person should wear tzitzis on his tachrichim. We don't have such people, and therefore it doesn't make sense that they should put on tzitzis. The other pshat is there's a big discussion, what will the world look like when Mashiach comes? Will we have those mitzvahs or not? If you hold the mitzvahs will be here when the next world comes. So now it's understandable why you put on tzitzis on the beged. So when the person gets up at Tchiyas HaMeis, they have tzitzis. But if we don't believe that if there won't be tzitzis, there won't be mitzvahs, there won't be the need for that. There's another very common minig, different minhagim, and in some places they bury the nifter in a talus, in some places they don't. But the minig is, in the places where they bury a nift in the talus, they make the tzitzis posel before they bury him. Amar Chava, Amar Rav Yehuda, talus shenikrava. The talus that got ripped, chutz l'sholosh, that means that the rip was past three etzbos, yitbar. We should sew it up. However, if the rip was with toich sholosh etzbos, within three etzbos of the border, one should not use thread over there to sew up the rip, because there's a concern that there might be leftover thread, and the person is going to make the mistake that use that leftover thread for tzitzis. And that would be a violation of halacha that we've discussed a number of times in our shurim of tassav leiva osui, that tzitzis were not made properly, they can't become kosher tzitzis. Tanya Namihachin says, the Gemara, so did we learn in a brisa, talish nikra chutz l'sholish, if the rip is above 3 etzpahs from the border, yitvar, you could sew it up. However, it's toich sholish, it's within 3 etzpahs of the border, remei oim ala yitvar, v'chachamim oim rim yitvar. The Chams say that you can't. So, the Beis Yosef asks a question. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya to the halacha that we just learned. But normally, when we have a machlokes chachamim rameir, we follow the opinion of the chachamim. And the chachamim say that it's not a problem. So some indeed have a different girsa, reversing the opinion of rameir Behuda. Other, the Beis Yosef, quotes the Agos Maimonides, who says that, of course, normally when we have a machlokes between chachamim and rameir, we follow the opinion of chachamim. But when we're referring, as we are here, to a gzeira, then we follow the opinion of Rameyer. Since this is a gzeira, we're going to follow the opinion. Says the Gemara, v'shavin, but continues the Braisa, everybody, Rameyer and the Chama, are all in the agreement. If your talus got ripped, you shouldn't bring another talus, and that has sits on it and sew it to the existing talus, because that will be a violation of tassav aleminosli. Furthermore, the shavin, everybody agrees, shemeim and talus mimachim acher, you could take off the tzitzis from a different talus, the talaba, and hang them on this new talus. Uvachlei tumav sekis. That means that it has to have the proper shear to the tzitzis. So, of course, the question is, what is the braisa telling us? Of course the tzitzis have to have the proper shear. Isn't that a halacha that we've been learning over and over? And the paiskim, Beis Yosef, and the paiskim say there's a very important halacha to be learned here. We've learned in our previous shiurim, particularly on daf lamates, we learned that if the tzitzis rip, as long as they have kedeya niva, the tzitzis are still kosher. Teaches us our Gemara that when is that halacha of kedei and neva applicable? Only if the tzitzis were originally right, and then they became posel. But if they weren't the right shear to begin with, then we can't rely that they have kedei and neva. Shema mina. But we learned from this Gemara that you could take the tchelis from one talus, from one beged, and put it on the other. So isn't this a raya? And Rav says we're going to have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. If one could take tzitzis off one beged and put it in another beged, Shmuel says it's permissible, but Rav says it's not. So how could the Gemara have suggested that this is okay? Says the Gemara, Dilma de Bei Belai. If the first beged on which the tzitzis were became ruined, even Rav would agree that you could take the tzitzis off that beged, which is no longer usable, and put it on a new beged. Tana Rabbanan continues the braisa. Even as we've been learning, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is to have two strands that are the same color as the beged, and two strands that are the color that are tchelis. Says the braisa, tala shekula tchelis. If you have a tchelis which is completely made out of tchelis, says the Gemara, kol min tzvayim, any color of tzitzis will be fine, poitrim ba. Even though it's not the color of the talus, we don't have to look for white thread. We only have to look for white thread in a situation where the beged is white. But the one color threads you should not use are kali ilan. As we're discussing, the kali ilan is a dye which is similar to tchelis, but it's not tchelis. And somebody may think that it's tchelis and make a mistake and think that that's kosher for the tchelis. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Talis in the Poita Elaminoi, that the Braisa seems to say that the two strands that are not chelis should always be the same color as the talus, as kanaf. Talus should chul chelis. It continues the brisa. If you have a talus that's completely a garment that's chelis, maybe chelis and bring chelis strands. V'dava achav v'talaba. The kala ilan, but those two other threads should not be layavi, should not be kala ilan. But if you did, the halacha is it's still kosher. The first brisa said that if you put kala ilan, it's possible. And here the brisa is saying that if you put kala ilan, it's kosher. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Nachmi, it's like kosher. Kam betals bas arba chutin. If you have a talus that has four threads, two will be trellis and two will be kala ilan, it's possible. The Torah does not want to have four threads that are the same. Kam betals b'shmona chutim. If you have a talus that's made out of eight threads, so even if you'll have two threads of trellis and two threads of kala ilan, you're still going to have many other threads that are not kali ilan, not the same color, and that's why it's going to be acceptable. Of course, the question is, why is this not considered a violation about taisif? The Torah says we should have four threads, and you're having eight threads. So the Rishonim answer that only when you are tying those threads together, the krichas, is there a problem about taisif. Here you have many threads, but they're not all being tied together into the kriches, and therefore it would not be considered a violation. It would not be considered a violation about Tosef. Shamit minam, but says the Gemara, our Gemara isn't this a ride, the material begad lebegad, that you're allowed to take from one begad to another begad, because what is our concern? You're going to take the kol ilan and put it somewhere else, but if you're not allowed to take off the threads and put them somewhere else, why should we be concerned? Answers the Gemara that it's the Eved, if you took it from one beggar to another beggar, everybody will agree it's acceptable, and that's why there was a need to make this gezeira. Says the Gemara, Itmar, as we mentioned, this machloikus, Rav Oma Ematirma Begla Begad, you're not allowed to take tzitzis from one beggar to another beggar, the Shmuel Oma Matirma Begla Begad, you're allowed to take tzitzis from one beggar to another, you are allowed to take him from one beged to another beged. The Rav Omar, when it comes to Chanukah, we shouldn't light one candle from another candle. The Shmuel Omar, we are allowed to. Now the Gemara brings up another machlokes, and that's the question that we have often in Shas of Dovashay Miskavim. If you do something without intention to do something wrong, is that permissible or not? Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Dov Shem Miskaven is Osir. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is Dov Shem Miskaven is Mutter. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar Ein Halacha Rabbi Shimon Begreira. And therefore, Rav says one is not allowed to schlep a chair on a place that it can make holes. V'shmol Amar Halacha Rabbi Shimon Begreira, and we may. Says the Gemara, Amar Bai Kamila Demar Ovid Kirav, Rabbi Ben Nachmeni, who was Abaye's Rebbe, always followed the opinion of Rav, Lavar Bahani Tlas, except for the following three subjects, where the Ovid Kishmul, he followed the opinion of Shmuel. Gari Mebegad Lebegad, Madlika Mener Mener, you're allowed to kill light for one landed to another candle, the Lok of Shimon Begreira, the Titan of Shimon Omer, Gara Adamitis case of Safsal, you let us schlep the bench, the bed, the chair, of actually scam last scritz as long as you don't intend to make grooves. Of course the question is, what about a psychratia? When it's certain that by schlepping it you're going to make a hole, is that Shmuel, Rav Shimon, is not agreeable that by psychratia, even though it's a Dovshin Miskavin Yachayev? So how could the Gemara just say that it's mutter? So the Paiskim explained there's a new category of psikresha, and that's called a psikresha d'loy nichale. And therefore, if you have a situation where you don't want to make the hole, you're not satisfied with the hole, even though it's inevitable, it wouldn't be usur. Rav Yehuda Masloi Lekatzra. Rav Yehuda would give over his talis with the tzitzis to the cleaner. And he wasn't concerned that the tzitzis would tear and the cleaner would replace them with threads that are kol ilan that apostle. Rav Huna Avalei Sisa, what he used to do is he would tie the tzitzis in a way that the tzitzis will not get disconnected during the laundry process. Ravina Chayit Lemechit, what he would do is that he would make like a pouch on the corner of the tzitzis, of the beged, and put the tzitzis in there like that to guarantee that the tzitzis will remain in place, not get torn, and not be concerned that they will be replaced improperly.